It's nice to be with you today.
很开心跟大家在一起。
It has already been a long day for me.
对我来说，这今天已经比较漫长了。
I think you already know that this is my last day as the pastor of this church.
大家都知道，今天是我作为牧师的最后一次讲道。
This morning we had many people from our church, from years gone by, gather with us.
今天早上在我们的，因为在我们的教会有很多弟兄姐妹，很多年都没有来的，但是今天早上都回到教会。
I was thinking about the many times that I have been with you.
我也想到我跟大家，跟我们中国教会，跟你们在一起的时光。
I think it was 2008 when I spoke at the Fraser Street Baptist Church.
那还要回顾到在大概是2008年，在我们租用 Fraser Street 那个教会的时候。
It was around Christmas time.
是在圣诞节的时候。
And following the service, you had a dinner prepared.
我们崇拜之后，我们有很丰盛的爱宴。
I always eat well when I'm with you.
我跟大家在一起的时候，你们对我招待得很好。
There were many New Year's celebrations that I was able to be with you.
我也参加了很多你们的新年庆祝的晚会。
But I wanted to think back on one of the times that led to us being together again.
但是我想再回想一下，到底是什么把我们两个教会联系在一起呢？
I think it was around 2009 or 2010.
大概是在2009和2010年的时候。
That I was driving in the city with one of the men from our church.
我在这个市里面跟我的一个弟兄在市里面开车走的时候。
I passed by a church that had two churches in one.
我看到呢有一个教堂教会呢，那里有两个教会的这个牌子。
There was an English-speaking church and another ethnic group.
是英文教会和另外一个族类的教会。
I remember saying to the man I was with, I wish our church was like that.
我当时就跟我的同伴讲，我说我希望我们的教会也可以做到这些。
God was at work.
神是信实的。
While I was driving,
当我在开车的时候呢？
Brother Joe Ha was walking around the grounds.
夏先生，我们教会的夏弟兄，他在这边呢，也是在正好在那里来走路。
He had had a dream that night before.
他在这个教会的外面在，就是来走来走去，因为在之前前一晚他做了一个梦。
He remembered every detail of his dream.
而且呢，他详细的记得那个梦的每一个细节。
His wife Shirley said Joe never remembered any of his dreams.
那他的妻子 Shirley 跟讲说 ，Joe 从来夏弟兄从来记不得他做梦的内容。
But I believe God was talking to him through the dream.
但是我相信是神在通过梦来向夏弟兄说话。
Joe had a dream that your church was going to be a part of this land.
夏先生的梦就是我们中文教会。会成为这个在这块地上会成为这个教会的一部分。
It wasn't too long and you were meeting in our building.
在那个之后呢，我们很快就又搬回到来在这里崇拜。
And over the years we have had some talks about a building by itself.
在过往的这些年我们谈论过多次建立我们自己在这块地上建立我们自己的教堂教会。
And even an addition to our building.
前几年我们又在考虑扩建的这个施工。
I still believe that God has plans.
我坚信神有他的计划。
And we will trust him.
我们只有相信神。
And in his perfect timing.
在他的神的应许的时间
This will happen.
神会成就一切
We are one church.
我们只在神的国度里是一个教会
One God.
一个神
One faith.
一个信仰
We are brothers and sisters.
我们都是主内的弟兄姐妹
Of the same Lord.
我们都是侍奉我们同一个主耶稣基督
So we will keep praying that God's will is done.
我们会继续祷告，来求神的应许早日在我们当中实现。
So today I start a new chapter in my life.
今天我会开启我生命中的新的一个篇章。
There's a new ministry that God has prepared me for.
神为我预备了新的工厂。
15 years I pastored here.
15年我一直在这个教会牧会。
I don't know where the time went.
时间过得很快，时间哪里去了？
But as we met this morning,
但是我们今天早上，在今天早上的聚会，
it was exciting to see the faith of our people.
是非常开心，非常兴奋，看到所有的弟兄姐妹。
I've said it before.
我曾经说过。
And I will say it again.
我还会再重申。
There's more.
There's more. 有神的预备是丰盛的，还有很多很多。
Do you believe there's more?
你相信吗？你相信神的意念高过我们的意念吗？
Yes. Do you believe that God wants to do more in your heart?
你相信神要在你的心中来扩展更多的事工吗？
That God wants to do more through your life.
神要通过你来彰显他的荣耀，你相信吗？
That God has plans for your fellowship.
神对你有一个计划。
We will trust him.
我们唯有相信神。
He is faithful.
因为他是信实的，神是信实的。
So I am now 65 years old.
我现在65岁了。
And I can get seniors discounts.
我可以拿到老年人的这个折扣了哈，优惠。
The other day in the store, I told the girl I was a senior.
有一天我去在商店里面，我告诉这个服务员我是老人啊，我是老人家了。
She didn't believe me.
她根本不相信。
I had to get my wallet out and show her my ID.
啊，那我要给她看我的身份证，告诉她我不是在撒谎，我是真正的。
So it feels good that somebody thinks I'm younger.
很开心啊，别人认为你自己很年轻。
But I still want my discount.
但是我还是要希望得到这个优惠。
So here I am, 65 years old.
我站在这里是一个65岁的人。
And I believe that God has one more mountain for me.
我坚信神呢，还又会给我预备一个新的阵地让我去征服。
I believe that God has one more mountain for each of you.
我也相信神为我们每个人都给我们有一些山岭需要我们去战胜、去征服、去攀登。
No matter what your age.
无论你的年龄是多大多小。
When I was 8 years old.
我八岁的时候。
I was in my mathematics class in school.
Mathematics.
Mathematics.
Okay.
Yeah. And we were learning our multiplication tables.
我们在讲学习这个乘法表。
The teacher told me to write the year that I was born on the top of my paper.
老师让我在这张纸的上面写上我的出生年份。
I was born in 1957.
我出生在1957年。
So I added 10 years.
我自己加了十年。
1967
年。
20 years.
加了二十年。
1977. I went all the way up to 100.
我一直加到100。
And that would be 2057.
2057.
That's a few years away.
离我们其实很近了，2057年呢。
But I remember on that piece of paper.
我记得那张纸，我写了这些的那张纸。
Saying in 2000.
那个在当时说，在2000年的时候。
I will be 43.
我会我将是43岁。
And then finally 65.
现在65岁了。
2022.
2022年。
As a little boy, I didn't know what to expect 50 or 60 years later.
当你是一个小孩子的时候，你根本不知道50年、60年之后是什么在等待你。
And God has blessed me in so many ways.
神的祝福在，真的是方方面面都在祝福我。
When I was 23, I graduated from Bible college.
我23岁从神学院毕业。
I remember that they honored three people who had been 40 years in Christian ministry.
当时呢有他们为在为主侍奉40年的三位同工举行了这个庆典。
I remember thinking, they are so old.
我当时就在想他们太老了。
And now I'm there.
现在我是也是到了这个年龄。
And I'm not old.
但是我并不老。
But I say to you this morning, this afternoon.
我想跟大家分享的是。
That God uses young and old people.
神会使用不同年龄的人。
For his glory.
来荣耀神。
Think of some of the older people that have done great things in history.
大家想一下一些年长的一些人他们在历史上所做的贡献。
J.R. Tolkien wrote the first volume of Lord of the Rings when he was 62 years old.
在62岁的时候这位作者 J.R. Tolkien, 他呢托尔金啊他发表了指环王系列的第一部。
Coco Chanel was 85 and still ahead of a famous design firm.
大家都喜欢香奈儿包包香水。这个创始人 Coco Chanel, 他在how old was she was?
85.
85岁的时候成了这个香奈儿的这个总裁。
Pablo Picasso, the famous artist, was 90 and he was still painting.
大家都熟悉的著名的画家艺术家毕加索在90岁的时候仍然在作画雕刻。
This afternoon we've read about Caleb.
今天我们要学习的这个人物是圣经中的加勒。
In Joshua chapter 14,
在约书亚14章
we see that Caleb is 85 years old.
我们看到加勒是85岁。
And he was reflecting, he was looking back.
他在回顾他的人生。
On what God had done in his life.
他在回顾神在他身上的作为。
He talks of 45 years earlier.
他在讲到45年前的事情。
That God had made a promise to him.
因为神在45年前就有了一个应许对他。
God said, your family will receive the land that I have promised.
当时神的应许是你和你的家你的后代后裔要承受这个地我赐给你的这个应许的之地。
So we go back into Numbers chapter 13.
如果我们回到民数记的13章。
God has promised his people.
神对他的子民有一个应许。
That they will enter into the promised land.
他们会进入应许之地。
Moses is their leader.
当时摩西是他们的领袖。
And Moses picks 12 men.
当时摩西挑选了12个探子。
To go into the land.
进入到当时的这个应许之地。
They are to go and explore and report back about the land God has promised them.
他们去探索去侦查看看这个地是怎样的一块地然后回来向摩西和其他以色列民汇报。
They go and spy in the land.
他们去窥探那应许之地。
And they come back and report.
他们回来向摩西报告说。
Remember, God has already promised them the land.
大家要记住神已经将这块地应许赐给以色列人。
So the men return.
这十二个探子回来了。
12 men.
12个人。
10 had bad reports.
十个是带来不好的消息。
2 were good.
有两个人带来了好消息。
What did they see?
他们看到什么呢?
10 of them saw grapes on big clusters.
他们看到葡萄非常丰盛的葡萄一大串大串的葡萄。
Ten of them saw men that were like giants.
这十个人呢，他们看到了当地的这些人是非常大的这种伟人，高大的伟人。
Two of them.
但另外两个呢
？Brought a good report.
带回了很好的消息。
Remember, God had already promised the people.
要记住神已经应许了这块地给以色列人。
And Joshua and Caleb.
约书亚和加勒
said God has the land ready for us.
约书亚和加勒就是报告好好消息的那两个，他说上帝给我们的是非常非常丰美之地。
God wants us to believe His word.
上帝希望我们相信他的话。
To trust Him and His promises.
而且呢，相信他赐给我们的应许。
Ten of the men did not do this.
但是其中的十个探子并没有这样做。
They feared for their lives.
他们害怕，对他们的生命害怕。
But two of them.
但是其中的两个。
Joshua and Caleb.
约书亚和加勒。
Said if God promised it,
如果上帝应许了这块地，
that's good enough for us.
上帝应许这块地，把这块地给我们，那对我们来说就足矣。
God will give us the land.
神会把它交到我们手里。
So what did the people do?
但是呢，这些民众在做什么呢？
Well, they started to argue.
那他们就开始争论了。
They were not happy.
他们就不开心。
And they said amongst themselves,
他们在就在互相讲话，互相说，
We should go back to Egypt.
我们应该回到埃及去。
Egypt is where they were for hundreds of years.
因为他们在埃及为奴四百多年。
They were slaves there.
他们是在那里当奴隶。
And they had cried out to God.
他们向神哭诉。
God had delivered them.
神呢，听到了他们的哭诉。
But now these same people,
但是现在呢，同样是这些以色列人。
We're saying we need a new leader.
现在说我们需要一个新的领袖。
And that new leader should take us back to Egypt.
把我们这个新的呢，把我们带回到埃及去。
But again, Joshua and Caleb.
但是约书亚和加勒。
Said the land we passed through was good.
我们去看的这块地非常非常的好。
If the Lord is pleased with us,
如果上帝是喜悦我们，答应我们，
He will lead us into that land.
他会带领我们进入这个流奶与蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
他会，我们坚信他会带领我们进到应许的流奶与蜜之地。
God will give it to us.
神会把它赐给我们。
Two men have the faith.
两个人，只有两个人有这个信心。
To believe God and take Him at His word.
因为他们相信神的应许不会落空，一定会带他们进到应许之地。
But the people rebelled against God.
但是这些悖逆的以色列人，他们来悖逆神。
And God said.
那神说。
I will forgive them.
我会赦免你们。
But they will not enter into the promised land.
但是你们不能进入到应许之地。
But God said to Moses.
但神对摩西说。
While this generation will not see the promised land.
这一个老一代的以色列这一代人不可以进到这个应许的迦南美地。
Caleb and Joseph. Joshua.
约书亚和加勒
have followed me.
但是呢，约书亚和加勒是跟从我，专心跟从我。
Have trusted me.
他们相信我。
With their whole heart.
是全心全意的信任我。
And God said.
神就说。
I will bring them into the land that I have promised them.
我会带领他们进入我所应许的美地。
God wants us to trust Him with all of our heart.
神希望我们用全身心的来信靠神。
To follow God with all of our heart.
我们要全身心的来跟从神。
It means that the distance between us and God becomes less.
我们讲到全身心的跟从神，那我们一定要缩短我们与神之间的距离。
We draw near to God.
然后我们来靠近神。
We walk closely with him.
我们跟他紧紧地跟随神。
God does not want half-hearted Christians.
神不需要这些三心二意的基督徒。
They will always be afraid of the giants that they see in life.
因为三心二意的、不专心的，他们会永远会对这些所谓的巨人害怕。
God wants us to see.
神需要我们看到他的应许。
that he is bigger than anything we will ever face.
神也要让我们看见他是他是万能的，他是有主宰的，他比所有的一切巨人都要伟大。
This is the way Jesus wants us to follow him.
这也是主耶稣希望我们来跟从他。
With his commitment and courage.
可以有这种委身和勇气来紧紧跟随主耶稣。
Then trust him for all things.
来全然的相信。
And will cling to his promises.
来而且呢来领受承受他的应许。
We need to trust our God.
我们要相信神。
So this is where we are today in Joshua chapter 14.
所以呢我们今天看的经文呢约书亚的十四章。
Caleb is 85 years old.
加勒已经85岁了。
And as an 85 year old man,
作为一个85岁的老人,
he still has his whole heart for God.
他跟从神的这种完全跟从的心并没有改变，心智并没有改变。
We need to encourage each other.
我们应该互相鼓励。
Whether we are 20 or 80,
无论你是20岁还是80岁,
to trust God,
我们都要坚信神,
and to believe in him.
而且要相信神是信实的。
If God promised it,
如果神的应许在那里,
he will be true to his word.
他会持守他的信实,不会落空。
So here we have Caleb.
这里我们来看到加勒。
And Joshua is giving the land to all of the tribes.
约书亚是遵照摩西的吩咐在分地给他的以色列的十二个支派。
And Caleb looks back.
加勒在回想过去的四十多年。
To the land that he had explored 45 years earlier.
他在看到45年前他曾去侦探过的这块牛奶与蜜之地。
His faith has remained the same.
他的对神的信靠和信心并没有改变。
What God promised 45 years ago,
神在45年前所应许的,
Caleb still believed on that day.
今日加勒在85岁的时候仍然坚信神的应许。
He said, God has promised this to me.
加勒说神已经应许把这块地赐给我们。
Now give me this land as the Lord has promised me.
现在就求你把这块地赐给我就像神所应许的那样。
The land that Caleb was to receive was in the hill country.
加勒要得到的这块地是在一个小山岭上面。
When the Jewish people went into the promised land,
当以色列人进入应许之地的时候,
they were told to remove the people from the land.
神告诉他们,你们要把这些赶出当地的这些外族的人。
85-year-old Caleb,
85岁的加勒,
says, give me this one more mountain.
说,再给我,把这座山再给我,我要去为神,为神征战。
This mountain that was a fortified city.
这个山上呢有一个城堡。
Caleb says, give it to me.
神说,神必将他们交到我的手中,我必战胜这个城山。
Because God has promised me.
因为神已经应许把这个地方赐给我。
That he will give it to me.
神一定会实现他的应许。
God is true to his promises.
神的信实永远不会改变。
And I encourage you to believe in his word.
我在这里也鼓励弟兄姐妹们要坚信神的话语，坚信神的应许。
Caleb had a confidence in his faith.
那加勒同样的在他的这个有非常强的信心。
And Caleb believed that God would completely fulfill his promise.
因为加勒相信神必定实现他的应许。
Caleb was a man of faith.
加勒是一位有信心的人。
But faith is not positive thinking.
但是信心并不仅仅是指这个积极的一些思考，不是指积极的思考。
Faith is not optimism.
信心也不是指乐观主义。
Faith is not looking on the bright side.
信心不是说只看到光明的一面。
Faith is simply acting on what God says.
信心是单纯的相信神，并照神所说的去做。
God said it.
神说了。
I believe it.
我就要相信。
And that settles it for me.
这就是信心。
You are my brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And I would encourage you.
我想鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
To pray for one another.
彼此代祷。
That we might be a people.
让我们可以成为。
Whose faith honors God.
我们是相信神，定睛在神的，他的的人。
Whose faith shows.
我们的信心可以展现。
That God is bigger than any of the giants in our land.
神是伟大的，他是大于所有那些属世的巨人。
Faith.
信心。
Simply acting on what God has said.
就是单纯的、全然的相信神的话。
When we pray.
当我们祷告的时候。
God gives us the faith to believe.
神会给我们这个信心。来相信他。
That you will answer.
那他会给我们应许。
In your perfect way.
在最好的时间。
In your perfect time.
在最好的方法来实现他的应许。
Is there a mountain in your life that you're trusting God for?
那在你们的在我们的生命当中有没有一个山岭需要我们有这样的信心来相信什么？
Then I encourage you.
那我鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
To have faith like Caleb.
希望我们可以有像加勒一样的信心。
His commitment led to confidence.
他对神的这种委身、专心的跟从，给他以至于他的信心加强。
Confidence to courage.
他的信心就带给他这种战胜山岭的勇气，战胜敌人的勇气。
I can do all things.
我可以任何事情我都可以做。
Through Christ who strengthens me.
因为主耶稣基督会加能力、加力量给我。
We do not walk in our own strength.
我们并不是说我们自己一个人在这里孤独的行走天路。
But we lean and trust on our God.
我们唯有相信、仰望、依靠神。
One of the first Bible verses that I learned as a child.
我小时候学到的很第一句圣经的经句。
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
在箴言的三章五节。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
要全心仰望神。
And lean not on your own understanding.
也不要依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways acknowledge him.
因为你相信神的时候。
And he will make your path straight.
他会带领你实现这一切。
Trust in God.
相信神。
May he be your confidence.
他会加添我们的信心。
It doesn't matter how old you are.
无论你有年龄是多少。
I have seen God use little children for His glory.
我见证很多神使用一个小孩子来荣耀他。
We have a man in our church who's 91.
我们教会有一位弟兄91岁。We have a pastor brother from is 90 years old.
Praise the Lord.
感谢神，赞美神。Yeah.
And God still uses you.
神还在使用这些年长的弟兄姐妹。
Is God concerned about your age?
神会在意你的年龄吗？
No.
不会的。
What does God want?
那神他想要什么呢？
He wants your heart.
他要的是我们的心。
Your whole heart.
而且要你的全身心。
A heart that will trust him for everything.
我们唯有用心全然的来相信神。
Caleb and Joshua.
加勒和约书亚。
Never lost sight of this truth.
从来都没有对这个真理怀疑过。
God had already promised them the land.
因为神已经把这块流奶与蜜之地赐给他们。
And if God promised it,
如果神有这个应许，
He would be true to His words.
神会持守他的信实，绝不会落空。
Is there something preventing you from entering into the land God has promised?
那在我们的生命中，有没有哪些阻碍、障碍在导致你不能够进到神给你预备的那座山岭呢？
In Proverbs 4:23,
在箴言的四在四章箴言的四章三节。
We read, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life.
箴言的四章三节啊，对不起，我找一下哦，我可能在这里。四章23 你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
When we guard our hearts,
当我们保守持守我们的心的时候，
and allow nothing,
我们就不会让任何来干扰我们，
to prevent us from trusting God,
我们就会把那些阻拦我们相信神的东西全部清理掉，
with our whole heart,
我们就会用我们的全身心来信靠神。
God will be faithful,
神是信实的，永不改变。
So again, my friends.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，朋友们。
Do you believe there's more?
你相信那里还会有更多、更丰盛吗？
For you personally.
神会为你预备更多、更美的，在你的个人生活当中。
For you as a church.
神会为我们这个教会预备更多、更美的恩典吗？
Trust Him with all your heart.
相信神，我们全然的相信神。
God is building His church.
是神在建立他自己的教会。
And He's using each of us.
他在使用我们每一个人做他的器皿。
I want to be like Caleb.
我希望我可以像加勒一样。
I want to say, God.
我想说。
Give me one more minute.
神啊。给我另一个山头，另一个山岭，让我去征服。
God, we trust you.
神，我们相信你。
For you are faithful.
因为你是信实的。
To God be the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀赞美都归于神。
Great things He has done.
他在我们身上展示了很多的恩典和施了很多的美事。
And great things He will do.
神会做更美更多的事情。
He wants us to trust Him with our whole heart.
他希望我们用我们的全身心来信靠他。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。